The Rio del City Council meeting held on February 3rd included a mid-year budget review and a new general fund diagnostic tool used to assess fiscal health, among other matters. City Manager Kyle Knopp confirmed that city employees have voluntarily agreed to change their health plan to a less expensive one in response to a 23% increase in costs that began in December. The change in plans is expected to reduce the monthly cost to the city by $6,900. The majority of the meeting included a discussion of the mid-year budget and fund balance transfers to cover the costs of repairs to sewer lines at $9,272 and extending an Accountant 1 position for the remainder of the fiscal year at a cost of $28,130. The money was transferred from the General Fund, Sewer Operations Fund, and Water Operations Fund. The Water Fund revenue is down significantly due to increased conservation by residents in response to the drought. The reduced water funds are not sufficient to maintain the water system, according to the Council summary report, and a large increase in rates will be needed to make up the loss. Currently, the city transfers $5,000 a month from the Water Fund into the Water Capital Improvements Fund, or $60,000 annually, but according to the budget summary, this is not adequate to maintain the system. The city had contracted with Bartle Wells to conduct a water rate study in June 2014 as the first step in the process for increasing rates, and their report is expected to be presented to the city in the near future. The mid-year budget review showed a number of areas of concern with the general fund, with reoccurring operating deficits, reserves being used to balance the budget, and fixed costs increasing significantly faster than revenue. The current budget utilized $145,000 from reserves in order to balance. The recently passed 1% sales tax increase will become effective later in the year and is projected to bring in $40,000 in revenue, which will go directly into the general fund. The sales tax revenue will reduce the end-of-year deficit to $99,000, according to predictions summed up by Finance Director Brooke Woodcox.
So, if we look at the beginning of the year general fund deficit, we all know it was $145,000. And then if we subtract what is projected, the estimated year-end deficit will be lowered to approximately $99,000.
The Council will be holding public workshops on economic development and planning, the first of which is scheduled for Tuesday, February 24th at 3:30 p.m. in City Hall. Public involvement and input will be critical to developing plans to shape the future direction of the city. Video from the meeting and the full Council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 17th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.